So do you want to suggest a topic for us to riff on if no one has a hand up or there's nothing happening in the chat room yet?
Oh, we've got a hand up. All right. Area code 610, your microphone's on. Who do we have talking to?
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Dr. Tim. Susan in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hello,
Susan.
Hello.
How are you?
I would like to... I'm scared, and I know we've talked about this before, and it's a universal fear issue. I just got The Week magazine, and the picture on the cover is of our planet burning up, and the title is As the World Burns, and there's a little editor's letter inside that says, collectively, as a collective species, we humans are just not going to do what it would take, put things right, maybe too late already, but to put things right, because we just don't want to suffer the inconvenience of, for instance, not using single-use plastic bottles or plastic bags to line our garbage bins with, or driving our cars, or not buying a Prius or a Tesla or something like that. And I'm just sort of gasping for air. I need to do a worksheet. But since you kept saying, well, press a button, somebody, I thought I would call you before I did my worksheet and hear you riff on this situation, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, my admonition for you is do the worksheet, because there's nothing about the atmosphere, the planet, the article you're reading that's causing any of your upset. You know, if you haven't listened to last Wednesday and Thursday's show with Michelle, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to those two shows.
Yeah, I should listen to them again, I guess.
With an eye toward this one thing, Michelle was absolutely convinced that an action or an omission from someone outside of her was responsible for all kinds of emotional turmoil and upset within her. Lots and lots of unpleasant emotions and physical sensations. And by the time she got, to Friday, you know, just a day and a half, 2 days later, she said she was thinking about it and she couldn't find any of that upset. And I'm pretty sure that she didn't find somebody with a time machine and go back and insert her name into the obituary.
Right.
So if you listen to that show from this one perspective, that nothing outside Michelle was causing her upset, if you really do want to feel better, have a more loving, safe, creative, joyful, expansive experience in the moment, the most effective thing to do is not ask somebody to talk about the issue. Do the worksheet about what you're holding that's getting resonated.
All right.
What
so,
you're holding in the way of fear or upset that's getting resonated, because it's got nothing to do with plastic bottles or the temperature of the planet or some article that someone wrote in a magazine.
All right. So let me give you a hypothetical. Tim, I feel wonderful today. I'm so happy. I'm so balanced. I'm full of joy. However, the planet is burning up. Could you make a few comments on that?
Susan, do you know that to be absolutely true?
What?
That the planet's burning up.
You're doing a Byron Katie on me, and I appreciate it. I like her stuff very much.
Well,
and,
you know, twice is a pattern. So when you were first talking, I had a thought. And somebody from the radio audience texted me with a similar thought. So I'll read that comment first.
Okay.
And it said, please ask Susan to consider why would I let a weekly magazine write a soap opera of fear for me? And I was like, oh my gosh, I had a very similar thought. So that's why I'm going to start with that and share that. You know, Tim can give you his feedback, but I was like, it's a made up story. So why not make up one that feels good? And when I think about all the, you know, fear and hostility in the world, but understanding and truly believing in the idea of critical mass, that this idea that it's too late is like, what? Well, how can it be too late? It can be restored in a millisecond.
You think so? That's what I want to hear.
All right. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Chuckles is back.
All right. Okay.
You
go.
Okay. So let's just start with this. This is a gift for you, Susan, just as the omission from the obituary was a gift to Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of rushing to try and help Susan feel good, let's help Susan explore the fear or terror that got revealed to her, which was there, that she carries around in her all day, every day, and she didn't know was there until she had this article come up and she read it, and she projected from inside of herself onto this article the source of fear. But the source, as we know, is always internal.
I agree with you.
So let's explore, Susan, what's the fear? What's the panic?
Probably
let's get a goal going. Let's do a worksheet process. As I said,
all right.
Do the worksheet.
You want
and
me to unpress my button?
No. We'll do the worksheet right here if you're willing to do
great.
It.
I am.
But you know, to talk to you about whether or not the Earth is burning up, I need to be a global environmental scientist for that, and I'm not. And besides, even if the world were burning up right now, it wouldn't be causing your fear. So if you're willing to do a worksheet, let's do the process.
Right. My worksheet is a little bit, it's more transparent. I use it with my clients, and it's, I don't know whether you want to use this one or use Michael's, which I do not have in front of me, but my first
right,
number
so I have
one
of Michael's in front of me. I have one of
okay.
Michael's in front of me. It says,
good.
The premise here is that my essential nature, my human life, my very being is this energy of love and creation. The goal
okay.
of this internal process is to remove any fear and hostility so I have direct, easy access to the experience of my true nature. So
okay.
I, Susan, who am this energy of creation expressing in form, I'm experiencing what emotion are you going to use for this worksheet?
Terror.
Is it fear? Is it terror? Okay, so Susan, and I'm experiencing the emotion of terror. And the worksheet says, there's a space for today's date. And what's your upset level? We're going to have to give it a 10 out of 10 if you're saying terror, right?
Well, I would say 9 2/3.
Right,
leave
so
a little leeway.
Two-thirds.
Okay.
All right, so hostility and fear always come from corrupt internal data, and they indicate my mind's use of sustained incoherence. What that means is I'm using my conscious logical mind to create my terror, and then I'm thinking, oh, let me think my way out of this terror that I just created with my thoughts, and it will never work.
Okay.
So my denial, when I deny that I'm the one causing my upset, my denial causes me to displace my experience of myself as this essence of love expressing a form, and tells me the lie that my emotions are caused by my trigger. So my story, my
okay.
reality is what? What's the trigger in this? What do you want to name as your trigger?
Global climate change.
Well, let's just say that's not really going to work very well as a goal, because
oh, as
you
a
were
goal.
Talking more about No, because the goal is going to have to be about the trigger. And when you were talking about us as human beings using plastic or driving different cars.
Right. Okay.
So isn't the trigger here, you know,
our
actions as human beings? You what?
Say it again. What? Our collective slobdom.
Okay, so humans. Let's put humans, and what are they doing? Ruining.
Humans ruining the planet.
All right. Okay, so there's humans ruining the planet, and then want you to breathe and recognize, listen, if I'm in any kind of pain, which includes a fearful or angry or hurtful energy, my thinking is in error.
Mm-hmm.
And so 1D on the worksheet says, the truth is only my thoughts cause my emotional upset.
Yeah.
So I want to take a nice deep breath here and tap into the thought that I'm using to create terror.
Okay. Yep.
What's the thought you're using to create terror for this worksheet?
We are not going to change.
Which was going to result in what?
The planet, all of humanity and life on the planet burning up or freezing to death or being flooded, drowned. Total cataclysm.
So what you're using to create terror in you is we're going to die horribly.
Yeah. And
right.
Mainly our children and children's children, because I'm old. I don't imagine I'm going to die horribly. Maybe I will, but I imagine our children will.
So your thought is our children are going to die horribly?
Yeah.
All right, so our children are going to die horribly. So how do you want to punish humans?
Shame them.
All right. And how do you have, if you have any punishment thought for yourself, what would that be?
Think badly of myself and continue driving my car. It's not a pretty picture I'm painting. I have to go to the dentist by 10 minutes of 2. And I'm going to drive there because I'm talking to you and I'm going to use oil.
Okay.
And so forth.
So 2A says, I choose to love truth with a capital T. And all that means is I choose to see what actually is. And I willingly face and process out all of the dis-ease producing energies for and from all of my relations and the generations. This means I need to be willing to go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing, which include this terror, confusion, low energy, fatigue, any physical symptom I've ever had, any negative emotion I've ever had, and depression, low energy, all of that good stuff. So breathe. And then there's a release on this that says, I cancel my need to be right to make up another story out of these brain cells. To hallucinate the proof that my fear and hostility-based reality, that my story is true.
Uh-huh.
So breathe into that and cancel your need to be right here about all of the horrors that are going on.
All right.
And then there's another release. We say, I release and surrender myself, Susan. I surrender my emotions of terror. I surrender all of humanity. I surrender my story that they are ruining the planet. I surrender my thoughts that our children are going to die horribly. I surrender my punishment thought of shaming people and thinking badly of myself. I surrender all of that to the energy of love. And I breathe. And if I had the worksheet in front of me, I'd put my initials in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And I breathe again. And then I move to number 3. And number 3 says, my desire, the constructive result, the exact goal that drives my pained perception is what? So what's the goal that you have for humans who you believe are ruining the planet? Okay,
clean up our act. Clean up our act. Stop doing the hurtful things to the planet that we are doing.
All right, so we don't want to put the stop doing the hurtful things. We just want to put clean up our act. And what else do we want to say? Clean up our act in what way?
Stop using plastic. Ride a bike.
Walk. We want to state it positively. So anything that begins with the word stop this or stop that, we want to hold off on.
Gotcha. Okay.
So clean up our act.
Be mindful.
How about live responsibly? You said be mindful.
Yeah. Both of those are good.
So be mindful and live responsibly.
Okay.
Does that fit?
Thank you.
Will that help? If human beings were cleaning up our act, being mindful and living responsibly, would that help go a long way to dismantle your terror?
It would go a long way, but what keeps coming to my mind, and I can put it positively, I can say use paper, walk, ride a bike.
Okay, so put all of those in your meaning for clean up our act, be mindful, and live responsibly.
Okay. All right, okay.
Now take a breath, because you're in this state of terror at 9 2/3.
It's going down.
And move to number four. And number four says, I choose love, which is my essence. And when I do that, it stirs the love in everyone involved. How it does that is because we're living in an energetic universe, and the law of resonance applies, and every molecule is connected to every other molecule in ways that my conscious logical mind can't even comprehend. Sometimes it can't even witness it. So I breathe into this, and we ask people to put their pen down, close their eyes. Sometimes it helps to put the hand over the heart space and breathe. And now just think the most loving memories you have. Bring those memories up and let them get moving in your energy system until you feel that loving energy rolling in your heart space. It could be from any time in your life, recent or distant past, interactions with nature or... Just breathe into that until you feel that shift in your heart space.
I do.
And let it bring a smile to your face, and let that smile in your face move up and warm the frontal lobes of your brain where Rachma is there to let in this energy of love and creation that fuels your human life in form. Just breathe. And whenever you're ready, when you really feel a shift in your energy and you're feeling much more calm and loving, let me know and we'll move on.
I do. You said something that I have missed in the worksheet and must add to my worksheet, and that is to be love. And would you read that sentence again?
You mean... I choose my essence, which is love. I choose to be love, which is my essence. And when I do, it stirs the love in everyone involved.
That's one. Thank you.
So number 5A says, when I'm upset, my perception is built out of a corrupt data. It's driven by my goal in number 3. And it's a limiting picture constructed from a maximum of 9 bits of data every time 10,000 brain cells are firing. And, you know, essentially they're estimating that 20 trillion bits of data are hitting my senses.
Yeah.
So by canceling my goal, my replicate mind, and that's the part of my mind that just keeps doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results, its reality collapses and gives me direct contact with the part of my mind that's being denied and dissociated. That carbon-based memory always projects and blames others for what shows up in its content. So while holding love, conscious, active, and present, holding that energy from the previous step where I thought of the most loving memory I have, I now choose to collapse my mind's lies by willingly canceling my goal for humans to clean up our act, and you write the same words there, clean up our act, be mindful, and live responsibly. With all that that means for you, I cancel my goal for that to happen. And breathe into that. And then I ask some source outside my conscious logical mind to assist me in this processing. The worksheet recommends Ruka Dakucha, or the Holy Spirit, that was translated as the Holy Spirit by the Greeks. But you can ask God, light, love, an ancient ancestor. What do you want to ask to incline you toward healing?
God as love.
All right, God is love. To incline you toward healing, to restore you to the awareness of your newborn essence as love, to heal your denial and your capacity to generate this emotion of terror in this worksheet, and to help you open a direct conscious relationship with and gently remove the denied, dissociated, and projected parts of your carbon-based memory. So just breathe as you ask God as love to incline you toward healing, to restore you to awareness of your newborn essence as love, to heal your denial, to heal your capacity to generate terror, and to help you open a direct conscious relationship with and gently remove the denied, dissociated, and projected parts of your mind. And just breathe and gently, silently repeat what I'm going to say out loud. I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need for anyone or anything else to change, including myself. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet to have humans clean up our act, be mindful, and live responsibly. I put my conscious logical mind on the shelf, and I ask God as love to show me the hidden part of my own mind that's actually holding and creating this sense of terror. And then I want to just breathe and just put myself in that state of allowing and surrender and trust that any image that pops into my mind is part of what I need to see to begin to heal here and move forward. And just breathe and trust, no matter how disjointed the images are. Just notice, how old are you? Where are you? Who else is there, and what's happening? And breathe.
Okay.
And make notes about whatever pops into your mind. If you said okay, that means something showed up. So flip this page over, get a blank sheet of paper, and make notes about what comes to your mind. Get as detailed as you can, because something just came out of your unconscious and now is conscious. And if you write it down, you can get access to it later. And just keep your breath moving and make notes about what you just saw when you said, okay, breathe. And now let me know when you're done making the notes, so you've captured this as much as you can from the unconscious and it's written down.
I think I've got two big ones, so let's go ahead.
All right. Take a breath now, scan your body, and tell me what you feel most, whether that's an emotion or a physical sensation.
Pain in the shoulders and ache in the heart.
All right. Pain in shoulders, ache in heart. All right. And what did you see when you said, okay? Just give a brief summary of what you saw when you said, okay.
Rolling up in my bed because there was an air raid. We were afraid we were going to be bombed. This is way back in World War II, post-World War II, just post-World War II. So my sister and I used to listen to airplanes going overhead, and we had to practice in school hiding under our desks. If there was an air raid, or going to the wall in the inner part of the school and putting our heads down. So that came to mind. A couple of other things did too, but that was the first one.
All right, so curling up in bed in an air raid, afraid of being bombed, and hiding in school.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yeah. I've talked about the other one before. It's sort of embarrassing to bring it up again. Just violence in my household, threat of violence in the household.
All right, so breathe into that and give yourself permission as soon as you can to write any details about it, because even if it's come up before, if I'm
mm-hmm.
willing to go back every time it comes up and write about it as though it's new, I may write all the same words except for one or two. I might have all the same memories except for this. There was a scent of a burnt candle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to let myself be in the experience as I make these notes and capture as many details as I can, no matter how many times I'm back seemingly at the very same incident in my memory. All right, so if we move ahead, 6C says, I ask to be shown a time when I have not, and here you're going to make some kind of a statement based on the goal that you have for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say, I ask to be shown times when I have not lived mindfully and responsibly. That's what I would write for my worksheet. I ask to be shown times when I have not lived mindfully and responsibly. And then I'm just throwing that open to God as love to give me insights about other worksheets I might need to do, other journaling I might need to do, other mind shifters, other breath sessions, to dismantle the negative judgments I'm holding against myself for other times in my life where I have not lived mindfully and responsibly.
Oh, holy shit. And this is really good.
Language.
This is so good. Language. Right.
Okay, so breathe. And another part of the worksheet says, I commit to love, to living a human life. And so to help achieve this, I'm going to do a mass canceling of all of the times I have wanted someone to clean up their act, be mindful, and live responsibly. Chuckles is back.
That's really good.
Just
it's
breathe.
It's too many to number.
Right, but just breathe.
Yeah. And I confess I am getting into the car to go to the dentist. I am still working. I'm still with you, but I've written all the notes that I can write at the very moment. But this has
all right.
been
we really want you to wrap this up on your own by recognizing that you need to accept the gift of this newspaper article. Be grateful for the opportunity to heal. Choose to love truth and perfect love. And when you have time, structure a loving goal for yourself and humanity, and then do what you can to implement that in the next day or two. What would you say your upset level is right now, from 9 2/3 to what?
2, 3. Can't really tell yet because I've got to go to the language dentist.
All right. Well, I would appreciate the call. And feel free to call back. Michael and Jeannie should be back later this week and give updates. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for being willing.
Oh, thanks for the work. That's the best worksheet.
Thank you, Dr. Kim. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Michelle, comments, questions, answers?
I was thinking about plastic straws on and off during that thing.
Right.
I feel like plastic straws is like the new smoking. Like, people just look at you and like, how could you?
That's true.
Add it to your list.